There I am. WCHV time. 8:15. Time to go to the notebook with Mac McDonald. A lot of pages full this week, Mac. It's been a busy week for you.
It has been a big week, Jeff. Thanks. Center by Batteries Plus next to the Cavalier Diner. You can always trust the Plus. Well, Joe, the word leadership, like chemistry, process, culture, and I know there are others, is tossed around lightly when talking about athletes sometimes, and I'm not sure what it defines. What leadership is a locker room guy who does the rah-rah thing or runs up and down a sideline during a game, you know, same thing, but it's our time, or focus, laser focus. I could just see you doing that in the studio. Well, that's my favorite, by the way, Tom Brady, laser focus. Kevlar outside linebacker Charles Snowden personifies leadership. During an interview last week, he admitted he just wanted to be part of the program and do things the right way. Wisdom from his mom and an attitude of putting team first made him a captain. And now the fourth-year senior leads by example.
My mom always said that we're going to try to be here for 5 years and redshirt that first year. And if we make it on the field your redshirt senior year for special teams, that's great. Now just kind of knowing that everything I do now being a team captain as well, got to do things the right way all the time and do them consistently. Guys have really embraced me, and I've appreciated that.
Yeah, well, I'd give a lot of money for his voice. Snowden has already logged 37 games donning the Sabres. He has developed into a football stud. At 6'7", 240, the next-level scouts have already been studying his game tape. The Silver Spring, Maryland prospect has been a National Player of the Week, twice an ACC Player of the Week, and it was the Duke game of a couple of years ago when he pulled a clutch sack of now NFL quarterback starter Daniel Jones that secured the Virginia win. He's a gamer. Oh, there's another word, another football example. And he understands that playing in front of 1,000 people tomorrow, the energy is going to be different, and his leadership skills are going to be put to the test.
I can imagine how just different it is and how unfortunate it is to not have that same energy that you would get from playing in front of fans. You know, the fourth side, we try to show up small in numbers but mighty in energy, and we just try to replicate as many people as we can, kind of make up for those lack of numbers, but try to keep that same energy high.
Joe, love it. Small in numbers, mighty in energy. Now that's leadership and football words that we can live by. So we didn't even, you know, we didn't even really throw in the process, but God, well, it starts tomorrow at 4 o'clock for Virginia, 8 o'clock for Virginia Tech tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you throwing me in there, but to be truthful, you know, the only time I yell at the staff is when things go wrong. And since I'm the only person who works here right now, it's generally me yelling at me. So yeah, it's quite interesting to watch that go around there. So I appreciate it, Mac. Thank you. Oh, hold on. We got a soundbite of it.
Finally, a straight old white man gets a break.
Somebody recorded me in the hallway. So
I think you should put laser focus on your door.
That's right.
Laser focus, Thomas. Come on. Get with it.
Appreciate it, sir. You have a great weekend.
All right, Joe. I'll see you Monday morning.